Going to jump into some local footy now, and joining me to chat is the Trinity Aquinas Reserves coach. He's on the line now. Hello, Redman. How are you?
Good, thanks, mate. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Great to have you on the show. A pretty exciting start to the season. 2-1, your reserve side at the moment. How are you feeling about how you're tracking early on?
Yeah, we're going pretty well. The league side's 3-0 as well, so that's always a positive. You know, training together as a group, we've gone 5-1 collectively, and, you know, it's easy to keep positivity high at training when both sides are going pretty well. I think the other thing as well is the sort of continuity we've had with our senior players and coaches as well has made it really easy to integrate new players into the group this year. So that's been very pleasing.
Obviously, you said you're sitting at 2-1. The league side's 3-0. Is it nice having, I guess, guys in that reserve side pushing to try break into that league side?
Yeah, it is. Sort of assisting with the league as well, and we've definitely at Tuesday night selection meetings got sort of a lot of decisions to make. Sort of more difficult and head scratching decisions than we anticipated. The captain on the reserve side is sort of really putting his hand up for a spot when he probably wasn't in the frame last year. That's young Jackson Mallard. And then there's some other young guys who've really taken steps forward. Sort of guys like Jalen Colgate are becoming more consistent with their footy. Jonah Declare de Roche has made his league debut this year, and Cameron Dean as well. So it's good to see, because we've got, at league level, we've got a pretty old group. I'd say the oldest group in the competition now, with a few of Wesley's retirements. So it's good to see that regeneration coming through.
Yeah, like you mentioned, is it exciting to see a few guys breaking into that side? You know, that's a team that played in a grand final last year. It obviously wouldn't be the easiest side to break into, as you mentioned.
Yeah, it is. Especially, you know, I've been coaching the reserves now for 2 years, but I coached the Colts for 3 years before that. So I've been involved with a lot of these young guys for nearly half a decade now. And, you know, they're all great young men, but when you start to see them, things really starting to click with their footy and how they approach sort of professionalism and preparing their body and starting to really grasp what we've been trying to get through to them, it's really pleasing. And I think, you know, even though we were very strong last year in the league and reserve, you know, you can't afford to stand still and just assume things will stay the same. I mean, we've only got to look at the way Kingsway have recruited and started the year, and I think we play them next week, and it's early indications are that, you know, they've improved significantly on last year. Wesley are always strong. CBC, we expect to be up there as well. So, yeah, I don't think we can assume that because we were strong 1 year, that's just going to flow on to the next. And I think those young guys are really seeing those opportunities and sort of taking ownership of their footy now.
And what about the pre-season? How did all that go? Obviously, you'd probably be very hungry given the couple of grand final losses last year and hoping to improve, like you say, year to year.
Yeah, we are. It was a long pre-season and a hot one, as they always are in Perth, but this one was sort of particularly hot. We had good numbers, and touch wood, we've been very lucky with injuries so far, so you've always got to be grateful for that. I think for the reserves, it's been an interesting challenge this year because we've had huge turnover. We've kept about 12, but each week we've been playing 10 new players. So that's sort of been, you know, I did speak about continuity before, but in the reserves level, you tend to get a lot more turnover than you do at league level, just by the nature of the age group, and guys who aren't necessarily as talented move on to other things. So that's been a challenge in itself.
And then this week, you guys are taking on Mount Lawley in the reserves at Inglewood Oval. Obviously, hard to have much of a gauge as yet, but must be looking forward to hopefully getting another win on the board.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the plan. I think they've been struggling a little bit at league level, but you never want to take them lightly. I was having a quick look at their reserves team list earlier today, and it seems they've had a lot of changeover as well. So, yeah, I think we definitely won't be taking them lightly. And Inglewood's a massive oval, so it's a bit of a different proposition to our home ground, which is comfortably the smallest in the comp.
And then the club as a whole, I assume, tracking really well. You know, you've got eight sides there. Must be good to have a lot of people around the club.
It is. I think you see it with sort of the social aspect as well. With, you know, yesterday we trained in the morning and there was sort of, I think there was the Colts, the women, the two senior men side, and all had a barbecue after, about 60 or 70 people hanging around. It does pose problems from a size sort of space perspective. We've only got the one ground at the moment, but I have no doubt our new president, Ryan Van Beek, is working on a solution to that behind closed doors. But, yeah, it's a really good place to be at the moment. We've got a lot more of the older boys at the club now with a fifth side, so guys that have sort of moved on and started families coming back to the club. And then the girls have really changed the atmosphere of the club as well. And sort of leading the way with success. They've made a grand final and won a premiership in their first two seasons. So, yeah, they've been awesome to watch.
And what about yourself? You said you've been coaching now at Trinity for about half a decade. How did you end up at the Trinity Aquinas Football Club?
So I went to Trinity College and stopped playing footy at Subiaco after some injuries. And, yeah, went down and played a little bit of Colts footy with mates and then progressed on to the league. And then probably 6 years ago, or 5 or 6 years ago, stopped playing footy due to injuries and came back to Trinity Aquinas. Gerard Arangio, who you guys will be really familiar with, asked me to come down and coach the D Colts, and I figured, why not? And I haven't really looked back since.
Exciting times. Do you have aspirations to eventually maybe coach a league side or go even further?
Yeah, I do. Coaching is very different to playing, but I do like the intellectual stimulation of it, and sort of that feeling that you're giving back. And at least for me, I feel I can potentially point out some of the pitfalls to younger guys and sort of care for and invest in their development in a way that at least 10, 15 years ago wasn't always the norm. I find it immensely fulfilling and very challenging as well. So, yeah, definitely would like to do that at some point in the future, but, yeah, I'm not entirely sure what the future holds. Just looking to hopefully have a couple of very successful seasons at TAs this year for the time being.
Yeah, hopefully we do see a couple of successful seasons for you and hopefully a successful weekend taking on Mount Lawley. Redmond, thank you for joining me this afternoon. Great to have you on the program and good luck this weekend for the rest of the season.
Thanks for having me, mate. Yeah, it's been a pleasure. Really appreciate it.